This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
LA's Hottest Club is RuPaul's Drag Race. We're about to talk about episode season one. There's fights, there's pool noodles, and there's so much more coming up, like runway looks. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, Drag Race fans! I love me some Christina Aguilera. I am 123 Jackie B. I am your host for RuPaul's Drag Race Season 10, Episode 1. With me, I have Lorraine Love, Mark J. Freeman, same person, Jay Ellis, and Ronnie.
Hi.
Ronald.
No last name needed. Okay. For Ronnie. Ronald. I loved this first episode. I am so excited for this season. Yeah. I love all the queens. Yeah. I've memorized them. How do you guys feel?
It was a strong start. Like, I am so excited for season 10. Like, coming, especially, I was thinking that because All Stars 3 ended and we were going right into another season, I was going to have a little bit of, like, Drag Race fatigue. But the premiere was just, like, boom, here we go. Yeah. And I loved that. It was real fun.
Yeah, the All Stars 3 had that peak and valley for a lot of people. You know, mm-hmm. It was sort of, we needed that rejuvenated start. So season 10 did that. I kind of do think that we should have waited a week just to even charge us up a bit more. But nonetheless, yes, it's on. And it's too hard to decide which of the queens I like, because I like a lot of them right now.
Oh, yeah, I can tell you.
Mark will tell you who you don't like.
I'll give you a list on the way out.
Mark has thoughts.
I loved it. I actually really, really, truly, I watched it, I think, 3 or 4 times. I just really enjoyed it. The Untucked got a little loud. There's a lot of screaming and yelling, so that was kind of getting to me. But one of those problems has been eliminated.
You know what got to me in Untucked? Going to the VH1 website and watching like 3 commercials for chicken fingers. I am done.
I'm never eating chicken or a finger ever for the rest of my days.
And there was a lot of, I don't know if the app is glitchy or what, but there was a lot of stopping and restarting. It was annoying, but I got through it. So let's talk about the entrance looks. I'm sorry we're not going to go through every queen in the interest of time, but we are going to give you our tops and our bottoms of the entrance looks. My 3 tops were Mayhem, Vanjie, and Eureka. I love Eureka's outfits. Like, I think she has this super awesome campy thing going on. I still remember the elephant look from the finale.
That was great. And on the carpet, remember, Mark?
Yes.
It was a moment.
Yeah. I called her Elephant Princess, and she's like, girl! Yeah.
Well, she wore it on the carpet and then on at the finale. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I love this, like, phoenix rising from the ashes. Yeah. I love that whole theme. Mayhem, I'm so biased towards her, but I thought she looked gorgeous. And then Eureka, oh no, I already said Eureka. Vanjie, I loved her little, like, cage thing, and her attitude was so spunky and exciting. Like, I got her personality right when she came out, which I loved. My bottom, though, was Blair. This is entrance. I saw that she had this cute little blue dress on when she did her runway dance voguing.
Mm-hmm. The mini challenge.
Mini challenge. But I just feel like to cover it up with like a blah trench coat was when she first came out, that to me, I was like, this is so boring. And then I got it because there was a reveal. But if that's going to be your entrance look, maybe the trench coat should have been cuter.
I feel like I thought the exact same thing. Yeah. Like, she had the pearls. You couldn't see the pearls. Everything was sort of covered up. And she's a little thing, so you sort of needed something to not look so suffocated. And that's exactly how she ran it.
Yeah. Was she your bottom look as well?
No, my bottom choice was Calorie. Yeah, Calorie just looked a little too like Cerritos Mall for me. Like, remember how we saw Rebecca Glasscock come in and it just looked like she was also working at the mall, same counter. Mm-hmm. And that's sort of how
they're all working at the same counter.
All giving us fragrances. Yeah, brought to you by AfterBuzz. Yeah. So Calorie, though, I liked her personality later on in the episode. That first initial thing, I was like, okay, she's a big girl, shakes her butt. Yeah. So,
what about your top three then?
My top three, I did stay on that Miss Cracker train for sure. The goofiness of Monet Exchange just did it for me. I thought the reveal was too damn cute. Mm-hmm. I've been calling her Monet the drag queen or Bob Exchange because I just can't get away.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah. Oh, like Bob. There
she sounds like every time she talks, I just hear Bob.
And that,
She's
screaming a lot.
I mean, the way they gallop in there, like, yeah, Monet was it. I really liked her a lot. My third one would have been, surprisingly, in the Meet the Queens, I didn't really get it, but I think I'm learning to get the Asia O'Hara thing. Mm-hmm. Like, the fringe and the personality, I thought the hair was laid nice enough, you know, nothing over the top, but it was good. But I balanced her with Cameron Michaels as those are my tops, yeah.
And workroom looks, those were your tops?
Yeah.
Walking workroom, in.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. And it wasn't just, let me ask, it wasn't just because Cameron Michaels has like the hottest guns ever on the face of the planet.
I don't know that they're the hottest on the face of the planet, but whatever.
It was.
They're nice, and he's also very humble, which is an added quality. But hey, maybe that's a bias too. I don't know. Cameron walked in, not the biggest energy, but very subtle. And I was like, oh, there's a winner. I'm into it.
Well, I have kind of along the same lines as you, Ronnie, where I had Asia O'Hara. I put Texas Proud. Like, I feel like she walked in and she had like the fringe and that face is gorgeous. I love Asia's face. And I think she came in and I was like, I know this queen. Like, I really like her. My second was actually, I have to disagree, Jackie Blair St. Clair. I said, I got that story. Like, she kind of walked in and I felt like she was just like a girl off like a New York street and just like, oh, here I am in the workroom. So I really liked that kind of like vibe that I got from Blair St. Clair. And then Monet Exchange was my third. And I put Rosie the Riveter. Like, she had kind of like a cool, like the bandana, the jumpsuit. Like, I liked her body shape. It was amazing on the runway, especially when we got to see it. So those were my top three. And unfortunately, my bottom was the Vixen. Either give it to me right or don't give it to me at all. Like, that kitsch, if you're going to come in with that Chicago gear, like, camp it up. Or if you're not a campy queen, really make it artistic or a protest or a statement or something. Like, make it powerful. And I just didn't get that from the Vixen.
Well, it fell apart on the runway. So exactly. We know how it was not well constructed.
Yeah. So she had the weakest entrance look for me. She didn't make that, like, oh, wow, I'm looking at you.
Did you overall at least like her presence, you know, with the guns up and kind of like, I'm a fighter.
I'm ready to fight. Yeah, I'm just here to fight.
Yeah. Was that at least okay for you?
You know, it was. It's still, like, I remember her tagline walking in. I don't know later in a season if I'm going to call back to her entrance and be like, that was a strong one for me.
Got it.
Yeah. But it's like I said, I think last week, that her Meet the Queens, I'm excited to see what the Vixen brings. This just wasn't the intro that I wanted from her.
Interesting.
Mark, where you at?
Interesting. I feel like we're watching different shows. Vixen, I do have Vixen as my bottom.
Okay.
If they did a double elimination, I would have been okay with her going home. There's just way too much screaming and yelling, and she seems to be the catalyst to that.
You know, that's why they're going to keep her, though.
I know. So she was definitely in the bottom. There's nothing that just, it didn't make sense. There's nothing she can do later in the show that's going to make that entrance better. Anyway, my top three for coming in the workroom were Monet. I just thought it was clever. It was cute. My thing is, I feel like I'm torn because I like when they come in, like if they come in with something that's kitschy like that, that works, I like it. But I also don't mind them just coming in as them. You know what I mean? Like if I was going to an event as Lorraine and presenting who I think people should see me as, that's very different than if I'm wearing something for a number. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure.
So I'm okay with, like, Blair coming in what Blair would walk into a bar in. Because I would have that. I would have a walk into the bar outfit. I'd have my performance outfits. I'd have a going home.
Wait, what's a walk into the bar outfit?
Like, if you're going to arrive to the bar in drag to do a show, I don't want to wear what I'm wearing for my numbers. I have an outfit that I arrive in. So I'm torn. Like I said, I don't know if that's what the entrance should be, like how you would enter.
Who, for Monet?
For any of the queens in general. But again, I think I'm okay with something like Monet, where she came up with a creative way to do it and it worked. Vixen tried to do that and it fell flat.
Yeah.
So it was crap.
I agree. Vixen is, so she's one of your bottoms and Monet was one of your three.
Monet
top three?
Was one of my top three.
Okay.
Mayhem Miller was my other top three.
That gown was gorgeous.
She looked, and she, that's what you would see.
That's Mayhem.
I didn't, and list, that's, I so list Mayhem. Her as a top, but that gown was.
She
was,
just looked amazing. Mm-hmm. And for being, for as long as it's taken her to get there, to come in like that, way to go.
Good.
And then the other one that I really, really liked was Yuhua Hamasaki coming in. I loved her little catchphrase when she says, "Can you feel the shade?" with her umbrella. Uh-huh. I felt like it was like Monet. She came in, she did her look, which is Yuhua, but then she added the little catchphrase to it, so it made it memorable. So right. Those
you
were
thought
my...
that was a cute catchphrase, the shade.
I did.
Like, with the word umbrella. Shade is used like 90 million times a day, and that was cutesy.
And you guys, I mean, like wondering. Asia, just because she had fringe on her shirt.
No, I'm asking you a question, though. I'm asking, how do you go to another person? I'm saying, is you thought that? I'm like, literally, you thought the shade was a cute commentary. That was,
I thought, because she was holding an umbrella.
Well, makes it even better. Okay, got it.
Because she was standing under the umbrella. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. We have a shade segment now on this show. Yeah. So are you shading me?
We're going to have a shade tree. Yeah. We're going to plant a shade tree. Yeah.
I just didn't read you as being a clever little comment, but
I mean, I it worked. It fit. It was, and she made a lot of funny little comments that in that opening. A lot of her comments were the things that I thought were the funniest. Mm-hmm. It just worked. I feel like it does feed into what I think you're going to see from her down the road.
Yeah. I do just want to mention, I thought about putting Monet in like my top coming in. But then when I watched Untucked and there was a comment, and I forget who it was, who said, you know, "Why are you dressing like the help?" And it did have that kind of resonance with me. I was like, "Girl, why are you sleeping the floors? Because you're awesome." You know, yeah. And that little piece, like if she would have came in like Rosie the Riveter with like a power drill or something, I would have been like, yeah, all about it. But I'm like, why are you doing that?
I think it was like a joke on her second look too, where she had like the sponges, right? Like they were saying like, you're doing like a lot of cleaning things.
Yeah. They were going in on her for like, come on, we got to step away from that. But yeah. I don't know. I thought her entrance was quite amazing. So
yeah.
I think we all chose her, right?
I think.
I did not.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Because of that. Because I thought like, I wish if it was a Rosie the Riveter thing, it had more riveters, rivetingness, more power tools, so to speak, than mopping of the floor or sweeping of the floor.
Right.
So then we had the mini challenge, which was a voguing runway challenge. Who did you guys? So Monet Exchange won this. I didn't. To me, that wasn't who I would pick as the winner. Who would you guys pick? I'm curious.
Oh, God, is the winner of that?
Yeah.
Miss Cracker had me. I love Miss Cracker. I thought Monet Exchange earned it with the... I love the triple death drop.
I think that's what did it.
It was cute. It was, like, not serious. It was, like, very funny, and she had me entertained and engaged the whole time, so I thought she earned it.
You know what? When I rewatched it, I thought of something else, too. That was amazing. But then, like, her presence, when she went up to... Was it two past winners? You've got Trixie right there, and you've got Jinx. And she's, you know, hitting with the compact and all that. That sense of, like, I'm here to win... I was like, okay, I could see her as why she would have won when I rewatched it.
And interacting.
Yeah, you know, to go up and kind of show yourself that strong to two winners, saying like, I'm right here with you. Mm-hmm. I liked that, so that's why I would have said she would have won, but she wasn't my choice. I don't know. I think the Miss Cracker thing was good. I think Miss Cameron was good, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought she was kind of just disengaged. Like, I mean, we're in like a room full of drag queens. I want to have like a kiki, like interact with all these previous contestants that you may not know, but they're just like here. And
who
I felt like Cameron was just kind of dancing.
Hit
Aquaria.
Oh, it was Aquaria.
Oh, yeah. And then she came back and like said hi to Jinx.
Jinx was like, I was just glad to be here.
That was such a cute thing. I didn't mean to like shit on your
choice. Oh, not at all. Yeah. Not at all. I mean, hey, we say sometimes we just feel something in some type of way. I mean, with Cameron, my judgment with her is always this. She just looks like she's already been there before. She looks like she's not thirsty for this show. She looks like she's... Like, what I'm saying is, was she the best? Maybe she wasn't. But I felt in my heart of hearts, like, she's not doing too much right now. She's fading into the back because she knows how to play this game.
And she had good hairography. Like, mm-hmm. her hair was, like, whipping around and not coming off, and it was gorgeous. And I did like that.
Maybe it is a bad opinion, but I did like her.
It's not a bad opinion.
It's not a bad opinion. No.
Yeah.
I had an honorable mention, though. Mayhem doing a cartwheel in a gown was impressive.
That was my winner. Oh, yeah. That was my winner. I was, and again, prejudiced towards Mayhem, but I gagged. Like, being able to do that in a dress is, like, insane. And I love Trixie's comment about how if people were manipulating her arms and legs, she still would have been able to do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mark?
I really liked Miss Cracker. She really... I think I do... When I went back and watched after Monet won, because I was kind of surprised, because I actually thought they were going to give it to Mayhem, just because of the cartwheel and stuff. And then, but I did like Miss Cracker. Miss Cracker kind of made me smile watching her do her thing. I was on the fence between Miss Cracker and Mayhem, but I'm going to give it to Miss Cracker. Someone in the chat room just said Mayhem should have won the mini challenge, not the maxi challenge, but we'll see.
I also, just real quick, I have like a Raven exclamation point. Raven looked stunning in that.
So many people looked so good. I was just like gagging all over the place.
You asked who are we most excited to see? I think I was most excited to see Jessica Wilde. Yeah. I just love Jessica. And when I see her at Mickey's, I see her out. She's just always so much fun to be around. I just love hanging out with her. So it made me happy to see her face in there. I mean, Raven too, but yeah. You know, I see her in that.
I mean, I was gagging over so many looks there, but Yara really.
Like, Yara.
I just love
when
Yara.
When she said the U-Haul.
Yes!
She's like, isn't that what you packed to move? I lost it. I was like, oh, you go, girl.
It was too hard to choose. Yeah, but Manila also, you know, even Laganja, I liked her. She had the darker, with the darker laid hair and the makeup, but then kind of a softer image below.
Yeah,
there was so many good. Who was the worst, I wonder?
I didn't have a worst. Yeah. Like, Derek. I really... Oh,
okay. Shade comments are coming next.
We'll get to that, but we want to really quickly plug Maria's podcast.
Yeah, tons of great podcasts. We know that you guys listen to the RuPaul After Show podcast, which is great. But if you kind of want to learn, grow, get all of these things in your life a little tighter, a little bit better, tucked maybe we'll say, make sure you get your tuckage over there with Maria's brand new podcast. She's been doing the show Conversations with Maria for a while. That's going to be vehicle through Sirius Satellite. But what the team decided to do was take it to iTunes and make it like a free podcast on Friday. I always like to say it's sort of like a best of type thing. And the comments are always knowledgeable. It's not like a podcast where you just get information that doesn't make sense. Everything is well thought out. A couple weeks ago, they did stuff on if you have a pet and some of the issues that you encounter. And they had a couple experts. 2 weeks ago was about employment. So tons of really great stuff. Once again, Conversations with Maria Menounos. Sirius Satellite is the radio show. So if you have it, subscribe. But if you want the free version, just get it on iTunes. And that comes out every Friday, too.
Yeah. And she's just sweet and fun. Make
sure you tell her that the Drag Race panel sent you.
Yes, exactly.
Right, yeah.
Exactly.
Maria's got that big hair, so she's with the team. She watches our show, so that's actually pretty good. So it's a little ping pong that we do for her. Yeah.
So now Mark's Shade Corner.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
I mean, I think it speaks for itself.
Derek was there.
Derek was there.
Derek was
she got way
things.
Too much airtime. Let's move on.
No, but Mark, is there anybody else you would like to be shady about?
Get it out.
Get it out now.
I just don't. It's like, I don't know this. Eureka said it at the beginning. Wow, there's a lot of characters. And I don't know if it's their true personalities or if they're just acting up because last season was a little bit nicer, was a little more demure, let's say, of Queens, that they're trying to make up for that. Especially the Untucked was just like, oh my gosh, stop screaming over each other. Stop. Like, it was just, I don't know what they were just putting on. There are several that I just cannot wait for them to go away so I don't have to hear the screaming anymore.
Oh, no.
This show is, there's a lot of personality in the beginning of the show because there's so many queens to start with. And then as the show goes on, you kind of get to know more and they kind of weed out a couple people.
Yeah.
Plus, I think now that we're at season 10, these queens have really prepared to the extent that they're like, I have to do this to make my personality shine through so that if I am one of the earlier people to go home, I still have a fan base.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think people are doing that well.
And do you see why on the other side of that, why I find Cameron Michaels really refreshing? Because I feel like if she wanted to, she could have done all of those things, but she's kind of not doing that right now because she's going off the strength of her talent. Mm-hmm. Whether it's the most shining or not, it's just, that's what I like to see. Yeah, the calorie Kardashian, my gosh. I mean, it's just way too much with, you know, Kardashian comments, thick girl comments. So that's something I don't like and get a little tired of.
See, that bothers you, but Cameron talking about her body and how masculine and how amazing she looks doesn't bother
you? Yeah, but let's be real. That's in the producing section of the show where like, they want her to roll out things, and it's the only thing they're airing because we're barely getting a meeting of her. It's 14 queens, and she is the muscle queen. Wait till about 3 episodes in. I don't think we're going to get that. Now, if we do,
what else does she have to talk about?
We haven't even had a shot. Thank you. We haven't had a shot yet because...
Well, we don't know what Calorie has to talk about because this is her first episode too.
Are you falling in love with Calorie?
I think she definitely got a raw deal. There were way worse people that should have been in the bottom ahead of her. I get that she had done something that other people had done, but she at least looked good in what she did. I didn't like the black piece in the back, but other than that, I thought she looked good. When she came out, I went, oh, wow, maybe she won't be in the bottom.
Mark, I am going to gag if you love Calorie because she was the only person when you were reading the list in the beginning, like before we started this season, you were like, Kardashian, go, boom.
Yeah, well, that was I was just basing it on the K-Girls, because I don't like that name. But I do think she got a raw deal because Asia should have been the friggin' bottom. Vixen should have been the bottom way before Calorie should have been.
Let's talk about the Maxi.
Right now we're talking about the Ms. Cracker versus Aquaria situation.
Which isn't.
Why isn't it?
Because Ms. Cracker, they even had a segment of her looking through her book of makeup of what she was going to do.
Apparently, like, your shade corner hasn't stopped. Like, it's still going.
We've stepped out of the tree.
You don't have to.
You got me started. Run it. It's your own fault.
I just want to point out to iTunes listeners that we have been putting up images on our YouTube channel. If you're interested in seeing what the images of what we're talking about, available there.
Yeah.
So I do think that they look alike, and there was some discussion in Untucked about how Aquaria felt like Ms. Cracker was like stealing her looks. But I agree with you that it just seems like there are certain situations where people do something independently of each other and then are like, oh, crap, it just so happens we have the same idea. Yeah. And I felt that happened with Dusty Ray Bottoms and the...
Blair.
And Blair. What are those things called? Your car visor. Yeah. So I think in that situation, it was another one of those, this just happened to happen at the same time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and that situation to me looked like Ms. Cracker, and we'll move on in a second, but it looked like Ms. Cracker, she's 33, Aquaria's 21. Ms. Cracker seems unbothered by the situation.
Yeah.
She's so in her zone. It's Aquaria who's showing her 21-year-oldness. Now, we don't always love the young queens, and it's stuff like that that causes that problem. You know, it's like, just because somebody is rivaling you, just do it better and keep it moving. Yeah. So.
I also think it's a non-issue, because we're going to get this in probably, like, episode 4, where Ms. Cracker's going to be like, you think what? And Aquaria's going to be like, don't act like... I can already see the fight happening, but I think it's a non-issue to bring up in episode 1.
Like, they might fight, but it's going to be Aquaria's fight, not Cracker's.
She's going to be messy.
Yeah.
Okay. So Christina was the guest judge, and I've been gagging this whole time because I love her. And then Jay sent me, we had that intro where she pretends to be Pheromone, and then Jay sent me a video where she's sitting down doing like a little interview with Pheromone, as a Pheromone fan, I just loved all that because it was two of my favorite people in the same room.
That was, thank you, Jason. He sent me that, and I think he was like, give it to Jackie, because last season you were excited for Farrah. So it was such a cute gag to be like, I'm bringing back another queen, and we all kind of knew that it was going to be Christina because she wasn't on the panel yet, but the queens are like, whoo, like, now what? Pheromone. Yeah. Yeah, so I liked Christina coming out.
What did you guys think of having Christina there?
I think would definitely be season 9 Lady Gaga as the diva, a lot stronger than Christina. That fell short as far as like season 10, it's so big. Like, we just had Gaga, and Gaga did the Ronnie thing, you know, when she was in male drag too. So to me, the comparison, I'm like, season 10, I just wished it was a little bit bigger too.
Christina though has been a diva like for a very long time, yeah. though, longer than Gaga has. No, for sure. And not to say that, like, no. No shade against Gaga, because she's done so much for the LGBTQ community, and she is clearly a like very well-known, popular person. But I do think that like Christina is a big get.
Well, maybe it was skipping ahead to Untucked that turned me off, because she said something in Untucked that I didn't like, and we'll get to that in News and Gossip if we get around to that. But also,
no, just say it here. I think.
Oh well, it was about her outing her ex. You know, I wasn't really a big fan of that. I think she was trying to have like some type of a moment, and it's like at that same time when they shot this show in the summertime. Or around the summertime or whatnot, wasn't she just doing the American Music Awards and doing a horrible Whitney Houston? So I just really wasn't on Christina Aguilera with, it just felt like she was trying too hard. That's just what I got. Even though she was soft and quiet and meek and Farrah-ish, she just felt like she was trying too hard on a lot of levels. Not as bad as, who's the homegirl that says she liked the Vogue? Who's that girl?
Vanessa Hudgens.
Oh my God.
I'm just really into voguing right now.
The worst. She wasn't that bad, but she wasn't Gaga. That's the question. Gaga in season 9 or Christina in season 10? I just happen to say Gaga.
I don't want
to
compare the two, but I know that it's like open for comparison. I just thought that Christina came in very game. Like she was willing to give criticism. I like when they go backstage and talk to them. I'm sure it's a part of the contract. Like we want you to go talk to them during Untucked. And she just seemed like they're gushing. It's just like, okay, thank you. Like I just like judges who are game to be there. They enjoy what they're watching. And she just seemed happy to be there.
Well, we have a lot of people in the chat room asking if Pink will be a judge, and I think that would be awesome. And that also makes me want to remind you guys to comment and rate on iTunes and on YouTube. Give us your thoughts about who else could be a great judge. Give us your thoughts on the episodes, and give us thumbs up or 5 stars. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Comment on iTunes, guys. I love that. That's always fun to read.
I know. It is fun to read sometimes.
So, I'll let you guys read that.
So the main challenge, I asked everybody to pick top 5 because I was gagging over so many queens, and then a who you would pick as the bottom 2. So here are my top 5. They were Asia, Blair.
Wait.
I can already see Mark's face.
Wait.
Right
this
now.
Is your top?
Asia. Top.
Mark, stop.
I love the shopping cart on the head full of stuff. I'm down with it.
Yeah.
Top Asia. Blair, Mayhem, Cameron, Aquaria, and then an honorable mention to Monique for
her...
Are
we watching the same show?
Yes! And then an honorable mention to Monique for that, like, crazy
Anthony,
hair
I think I'm in the wrong studio. Can you double check?
Maybe you watched the wrong show. Maybe
I
you
know,
watched
I
the
wrong
show. I can't
show.
Wait to tell him my bottom. Okay. My bottoms were Calorie, because that dress was terrible.
Terrible.
And then Yahua. Because if you were going to tout yourself as a designer, and that
she didn't.
Seamstress.
Whatever. Different. That was not seamed together. It was not sewn. It was just like caution tape tied together, and it was the same thing that Calorie did. So I don't see how, if like Calorie is being told that she just glued stuff on an outfit and went out, I don't see how that... how Yahuwah escaped the bottom for the
and
same
that's
thing.
To say, even if that look hasn't been done with the caution tape, that would have been horrendous.
Yeah. It was just, like, I was not
the fact that we've
it.
Seen it before by so many other queens, and it was that bad. Ooh, tough. I agree. She was in the bottom for me, for sure.
Also. Good. Let me know.
Who else would you have?
Oh, okay. For the top, no particular order, though. I was kind of feeling the Monique card. I was kind of feeling like, okay, either a over-accentuated eye or a lesser of the goofiness with the eye, one of the two may have made that more complete. But I love so many other aspects of that. That was my biggest surprise with even myself. I was like, oh, okay, cool. I could get into this. Mayhem Miller was, you know, she turned it. We don't even need to talk too much about that. That's fantastic. I loved Miss Cracker. I think that was my top winner. And I thought Cameron Michaels was simple. And I thought Blair was amazing. However, when they asked her to maybe take off the visor in the back or if she could have changed that, I didn't necessarily say yes or no, but what it made me think was, she's a little bitty girl. Why doesn't she make sure the neck was a little tighter? Could you imagine if that neck wasn't so floppy? And I would have said she may have won as well. Mm-hmm. So that was my biggest thing with Blair. Like, I loved it, but that neck was you know, just a skinny little thing, and that thing was, like, you know, clamping out of there, so.
Yeah. Go ahead, Mark.
No,
I'll go last.
Mark has feelings.
My top five.
Real quick. And my bottom was the Vixen.
Oh yeah.
And Eureka.
Oh okay. Mayhem, Cracker. I think Cracker was my number one.
Cool.
Monet. I actually really liked it more when she explained it. I just appreciated that she put so much thought into it. I actually really enjoyed it. And then I actually liked Dusty Ray Bottoms without the hat. Because I think the hat did make it look too clowny. And I think if she didn't wear that hat and had a different hair on, it would have been super, super cool. And I actually really liked Eureka. I liked Eureka as well. My bottom, Asia, I don't even understand you right now. Asia, Vixen, and Vanessa were my hands down bottom three.
Asia was the, I didn't put Asia on my top, but I was living for Asia.
I don't see how you could say that and then put Vanjie in the bottom, because it was literally like the exact same silhouette. Literally.
Not really.
With a thing on her head, and her makeup looked horrible.
No.
It was just, it was horrible.
I thought the makeup was only accentuated to match the hodgepodge of junk for the drag on a dime.
It was junk. It looked like junk. She looked like junk stuck to a dress. That is what she looked like.
And the difference between Vanjie did have that round, midsection, but I felt like Asia had leg that just kept giving, and I think that maybe was a big part of the difference.
The challenge wasn't show me leg.
I'm talking about the entirety, though. That's why.
I think there was a story there for Asia's that I liked. There was like a campy teenage, story where she pulled open her book and said, please pick me. I got that story. I got that story from her, and I really liked it.
I'm glad you did.
Let's say with JS.
I'll make mine super simple. My top two were Monique Hartz and Miss Cracker. Those two. Monique Hartz, I feel like, was robbed. Like, that,
I'm glad
making
you got
that
into
headpiece.
It. I thought that, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was stunning.
I liked it. I think her building up the look is why it disappointed me, because one, it was on. I liked the skirt. I don't know. There was something about, I don't know, like you said, maybe less. I don't know. I think it was just too much of everything. Okay. I don't know.
But I like that Miss Cracker came out with that character, and it was just, I loved both of those two. And then my bottom, Vixen. I don't know how she wasn't even considered for the bottom. I mean, it was noodles torn up over a bathing suit. It was it was so disappointing. I really thought she was going to get like red to filth for that. And then to be safe, I was like, oh, what?
And in Untucked, when Calorie started saying, oh, there's other girls that have dropped the ball, I thought there's 14.
Yeah.
14 of you, somebody's
got
to say.
Or it got cut out.
Maybe.
Or it was discussed and it got cut out.
Yeah.
I still, Vanjie, I just love her, and I'm a fan for life. I wish she was still on the show. It broke my heart when she thought she was disappointing her drag mother. And I think that I don't understand. I think she lost that lip sync, but I still don't understand how she's in the bottom when there were definitely other people that I was like, oh, this is way worse. Like the Vixen.
Mm-hmm.
So
I do want to say, just to agree with Mark, that I thought Asia's looked just like a bunch of stuff thrown onto her body.
I didn't see that.
I have to back you up. Yeah, I agree
with that. Absolutely. It was horrendous.
Sorry. And then for the lip sync.
Horrendous.
For the lip sync. I thought that Calorie made a moment with throwing the money. Like, she created a moment that made people, like, that's what I'm going to remember from that lip sync, is throwing the cash up and doing the splits. I was like, if you took a snapshot of that happening, it would have been, and here we do have one on, if you're watching on YouTube.
Yeah.
She created just like a snapshot, like, that was a wow moment for me. Even though the rest, I mean, they could have gone either way.
And the thing is, Calorie didn't only just win, and I like Vanjie too a lot. She did lose. Like, Vanjie's eyes were dead the whole time.
As soon as she got in the bottom, she was out.
The only time they came back alive is when she did walk away and hit us with the three Vanjies.
Which, what was that?
That was cute.
Vanjie.
No, it was sexy. It was cute.
It was sad. That made me.
It was not.
She's the first one in season 10. Like, give her a break.
It was haunting.
It was
a nightmare, you're right.
Her little dolls are going to come to life and come get you.
There were a lot of, there were a lot of wardrobe malfunctions in that whole lip sync between the two of them, though.
Yeah.
I don't like, if you're going to do a gimmick, don't go fishing on a fishing expedition down your boots to pull the dollar bills out. What got me, though, was when she was twerking, some of her dollar bills are falling through her crotch area.
Yeah.
And I died. I loved that.
Yeah.
I loved every minute of it. I want to take just a minute to talk about Mayhem's moment where she kept saying that she was trying to get on Drag Race, and then she finally got on. And I loved the glove on the head. It was giving me Beetlejuice, the mom on Beetlejuice.
Lydia's
mom.
Yeah.
I don't know her name. But Lydia's mom, basically, had that same kind of look, and I loved it. But I still don't understand how Mayhem could have auditioned that many times and not gotten on after seeing some other contestants who did.
Well, you just never know what they're looking for. And again, they're filling slots of, you know,
story.
Of the story of who. Yeah. So you just never know.
I feel like this is her year because, like, years ago, I was like, why isn't she not on Drag Race? And I thought maybe she just didn't audition.
Well, and that's, Jay last episode proposed an idea that you thought they were seeking her out.
I thought so.
So that is really weird that she would have been this known and this adored and wanted to be part of it, yet it never happened. That is weird.
Yeah.
With that said, I was okay with the tears. She could cry all day, tomorrow, tonight, and, you know, it's good to watch. I'm into it.
It was also kind of translated into Untucked because we saw that Mayhem was talking about how hard it is to watch yourself be brought up constantly on the rumors and to think, like, are we going to do this? And, like, am I part of the show? And then to have that breakdown, like, I'm happy Mayhem's here.
Yeah.
Any last thoughts before we go into news and gossip?
The new workroom wasn't really that newish.
I didn't get it.
Just a new studio.
What do you mean?
It didn't look that special.
They moved to a new studio.
Right. You couldn't tell that the workroom looked different?
Just looked bigger.
It didn't look that special.
It just looked bigger.
I thought it looked good.
My judge's critique of that workroom was uneventful. and then Rue's video message, God bless it, you know, to add all of the nine former queens. It was kind of corny. Yeah, it was not really hitting for me.
But I loved her outfit on the runway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh.
It was awesome.
It was good.
So Ronnie has some news and gossip.
Oh, just super quick. We just want to boom, boom, boom. We just want to, of course, show love to, you know, some of the things that are in the RuPaul universe. One of them would be Todrick has his Forbidden Tour. That's going to start March 29th, going through June 16th. That is a world tour. The new song, Dem Beats, features RuPaul. And I was watching the behind the scenes yesterday of Dem Beats. Not bad. Super fun. I went to go see Todrick's last show, which was the Straight Outta Oz. So we're always, like, going to be Team Todrick in that way. Moving on. I don't know how often everyone listens to the What's the Tea podcast, but I, of course, love it with Rue and Michelle. A guest that was kind of interesting to me was Isai Morales. Of course, you remember him from La Bamba fame, and he's Del on Ozark. Anyways, what was interesting about him is, you know, straight man, but he totally, you know, was in on all the jokes, you know, with a kind of kitschy type conversation with Rue and Michelle. But what was even more knowledgeable that I wanted to talk about was Rue and Michelle weren't aware that he actually did a film where he starred and co-executive produced called Gun Hill Road in 2001. Gun Hill Road is in the Bronx, and I watched it, and it's on a story of an ex-con coming back to his estranged wife and his son, sort of going through gender transformation. It's played by Harmony Santana, and that was her first big role, so that was actually really cool, and the fact that was knowledge that, you know, people didn't see, I thought that was great. So Gun Hill Road, check that out if you can. And then another two-time judge, Jeffrey Boyer Chapman, who plays Jay, and he plays The Bitchler. He has a podcast called JBC Presents, Conversations with Others. I've listened to almost all of them. That podcast has Jesse Smollett, Michelle Visage, Janet Mock, Aubrey Plaza, and a couple other people coming on if you want to check that out. The website for that is conversationswithothers.com. And the last story was really just everyone's opinion on how Christina outed her ex, George Santos. I just wasn't a big fan of it. It just kind of upset me. But we don't really have time to storyboard it.
No, but I do. I have just one piece of news and gossip. I listened to a podcast called Keep It, run by Ira Madison III, and Shangela was interviewed on that last one, and I thought it was a really, really great interview, and she gives plugs for things that she's going to be doing in the future.
Very cool.
And she talks a little bit about what happened to her last season. So
Shangie.
Yeah, so I thought you guys might like that.
Cool.
Do you guys Let's just say, who do you think, at least one queen, who you think will be in the top?
Your After
Buzz, like, who you think will be in the top three?
Miss Cracker.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Mayhem.
Cool. Yeah, I'd be happy if she was.
Yeah.
Cracker's got to get in there.
For sure, Miss Cracker.
Okay. Wow.
Okay, I'm alone.
I agree with you. I hope Mayhem's.
Well, you said only one. One's kind of a tough. Okay, fine. Mayhem's winning the whole thing. How about that?
Oh,
okay. No,
strong statement.
I don't know.
And you guys, if you comment on iTunes or YouTube, we'll be scouring those for some fan shout outs next week. So be on the lookout.
And by the way, good job on putting this together, because 2.5 hour episode that we got into, what, 40 minutes? That's some work.
Yeah.
That was a lot. I just say that to say, for anyone who's like watching or listening who wishes that there was more to be given, I mean, to condense all of that stuff. We didn't necessarily neglect any of the queens for any reason other than that.
Yeah, we had a lot to get through in a short amount of time.
Oh, gosh.
Speak for yourself.
Every year, the shade corner grows.
The tree is blooming.
The tree of shade. Well, tune in with us next week. Unfortunately, Jay won't be here. But
no, I won't be here.
But we have a guest host. Derek Berry will be here.
Perfect weekend, because I won't be
Mark
here.
Mark won't be here, and Jay won't be here. But Oliver, who is going to be on a lot of our future episodes, will be here.
Yeah.
I'm at 123 Jackie B on all platforms. Mark, where
you can find me at Lorraine Love, LorraineLove.
And guys, I'm Jay Ellis. You can find me on Instagram at @don_be_jealous and Twitter at @still_jealous.
And I'm at @randomlyRJ.
Thanks, you guys. Tune in next week.
Bye.
Ain't no one.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Drag you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only. They do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.